the talent the club got at the draft?
I'm always excited about young people coming to the football club, and that's been a long-term thing. But having spent a period out of the finals this year, we've been able to look at a lot of the footage that sometimes you don't have a chance to look at. So the footage of these guys and what we've seen of them and how we've spoken to them and that sort of stuff, we are delighted. We've got a really good cross-section of what we want as far as height, speed, football knowledge, football being able to get the football, skill aspect, speed aspect. So, yeah, I guess everyone at this time of the year goes, we've had our grand final, we're all happy because there's no losers. But I just think this is a special group.
Mick, just the fact that you finally got a near full-strength side to work with give you particular excitement and optimism at this time of year?
Well, I like to think they're all there, but no, there's a couple down, as inevitably happens in pre-season. You lose a couple, but they'll all be back by the start of pre-season. It's good. We're in a lot of better shape than what we were last year. We've changed the dynamics of the list. We're particularly young, so it gives us that edge of enthusiasm. And all the coaches know that there's probably no spare time at all, so we have to concentrate a fair bit on our game delivery, which means that these young kids have got to be educated in the way we play. So we don't want our senior players who have now undertaken a pretty rapid course of changing the direction of how we want to play. We want these kids to join in pretty quickly. So it'll be a matter of not only senior coaches but also senior players taking on responsibility. So these guys appear to be able to grab it pretty quickly, so we'll educate them as quick as we can.
Was there a specific thinking about taking a slightly older pick or player with the first pick, or is it just you took the best player you could at that pick?
They're older, are they? 21? That's old.
Just slightly.
I know. I found that amusing that we say a 21-year-old and 19-year-old are older players. No, you just pick the best player available for our needs, and it didn't matter about age. I mean, at the end of the day, I'd like to think the 18-year-olds can play senior football, but reality is it's such a learning curve, whereas we've got Blaine's played senior football in Perth, Clem's played senior football in Perth, and I think kids from interstate who play senior football come over with an advantage anyway for at least 12 months until the young kids from Victoria who play under 18 football get that senior footballer generally in the VFL. So we're not worried about the ages. It's just a matter of getting the best player and the best person. Very particularly about getting good people as well.
Mick, someone's going to ask it. I will ask it. Blaine's obviously a passionate Carlton fan.
No, he's not. I asked that question. And he's not, but he's got a new nickname called Tweet. So he said to me, I want to talk to you. Can I talk to you pre-train? I thought, no, I'll let him cook for another couple of hours. So the players haven't missed him, but I'm pretty sure that... have a look at this here. He's gone red. So you're Barrick for St Kilda, was it?
Yeah, St Kilda, and Blues are pretty close to my second team. So.
but no, that's reverse now, of course.
Yeah, oh, they're my number one team. So
you guys are cool. Is he going to cop a little spray, or is it all okay?
No, I love that sort of stuff. It's just a great education. Don't tweet. It's out there. Cyberspace. I don't know what cyberspace looks like, but I tell you what, it must be a hell of a joint.